What do you think about this generation of NBA stars?
Well, I think that if they quit trying to compare, obviously the 92 Dream Team was much better than the teams they have today, so they need to quit comparing it. They got some really, really good players. I think, you know, first of all, they got to understand that, you know, the biggest difference is the foreign teams have better depth and they're not intimidated by the United States. We had two things going for us. We were obviously a lot deeper. When we went to our bench, we brought in a few more all-stars. They brought in some young kids. They didn't have the depth we had. But also, we lost the intimidation factor. They were in awe of us in 92. I actually went there in 96, and the games were a little bit closer. But the thing I noticed that they didn't respect us. They weren't in awe anymore. You know, because in 92, we beat them by 50 points. They wanted to take our picture and ask for our shoes and jersey. In 96, we beat them by 40, and they like, you know, we're not going to take this much longer. So, you know, once you lose that intimidation factor, it's always going to be, you know, that takes. So it's like, I give an example, like Mike Tyson. When Mike Tyson, in his early career, he was beating the hell out of people because they were intimidated by him. But once he lost to Buster Douglas and people realized, you know, he lost that intimidation factor and he struggled from that point on.
Well, Charles, let's broaden this subject to the idea that America is getting its rear end kicked in many different sports. Luke Jensen, who I don't know if you've met him, but he reminds me of you in one sense, that he's not afraid to express himself, and he understands that sport is about enjoying yourself, expressing yourself in without limitation. As long as you work your tail off, you have a right to do that. Here's his comment. He's the ESPN tennis correspondent talking about what's happening to the United States and all the sports around the world.
You know, we lose to Canada in the, you know, the World Classic. We lose to these other, you're like, how can we lose our sport? Because the rest of the world are using training techniques. They've taken what we've done for so long, and they're applying the work ethic because they got nothing to lose. We have a history of being successful. We have so much pressure on us. Go out there and just be solid work ethic type of athletes that make the best of their ability, and we'll be fine.
What do you think about that? Do you think the biggest problem is that kids today don't understand what commitment and work ethic are about, and they need to have more of an idea what Charles Barkley did behind the scenes off camera to get to the level that he did?
There's some truth to that, but I don't believe that's a fact. I think what has happened in the United States is the money has become so astronomical that, you know, in my day, you had to work hard to get a big contract after big contract. Now, you get a good contract coming in, and then your next one is just through the roof. So I think that's probably the biggest problem, the money. And then this is not a criticism of ESPN. I love ESPN. But they have made every guy, if he has a good week, they call him a superstar. If he has a good month, they call him a superstar. if he has a good year, they call him a superstar. I think in my time, I had in my day back in the 80s and 90s, I think I had made like five all-star teams before people even mentioned my name as a superstar. You know, if you have a good month or a good week or a good year, now you're automatically a superstar. So you're going to be the man on ESPN every night. But also I think the money has made them not want to be a great player. You know, in our day, we wanted to be great players. You know, first of all, I would love for them to give me all that money in the beginning and I not have to work to get it. That might be fun. But I think that's probably in all sports. I mean, you know, Luke talks about tennis. You know, the big thing now is I've been talking about golf a lot because the reason we've been getting our butts kicked in the Ryder Cup is, you know, you got guys who are good, solid players who are going to make more in a year than Jack Nicklaus make his whole life. And he don't have to work as hard as Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus had to work hard and to make a ton of money. Tom Watson, Gary Player. But you got a guy like, I mean, think about it. Like the guy who was 150th on the money this year is probably going to make just as much money, or almost as much as Jack Nicklaus made his whole career. And that's part of the problem. I mean, think about it. The guy who, I think 125 is like the lowest member where you still get to keep your card. That guy is going to make more money. I'm not sure. I saw the number, but I'm not exactly 100% sure. That guy is going to make more money this year he's number 125, barely keeping his card. He's going to make more money than Jack Nicklaus made his entire career. And anybody who tell you that don't have something to do with it, they're full of it.